This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, you know, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I am John.
We have a different approach to start the show.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, it's selection night. We said a prayer last night during our Bible study for the state of our country, for our leaders, for our generation coming up. And you wanted to bring up in our couples Bible study last week, we watched The War Room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the prayer at the end that the lady does at the end.
Yes.
It kind of coincides with everything that we've been trying to do. So
we're
going to play that. We're going to use this as our prayer to open the show, but it's not from us. It's not our content.
No.
Hopefully
we don't get a copyright tag, but it's someone else's prayer from a movie, obviously scripted, but it's well delivered. Mm-hmm. And we want to be a community that stands on supporting of our leadership, regardless
of the generation that's coming up that's going to take over this leadership. I mean, you got to think that the younger generation eventually is going to be the one running this country, and we want them to be raised in the right manner. And
that's right.
And
we want God to
lift it up by by Christ.
We want God to overtake hearts and minds, and really get back to, a country of love, and a country who isn't afraid to stand firm, but also is loving of each other and understanding and taking care of each other. Because I don't feel like that's where we're at right now.
The name of the prayer, it looks like, is "Raise them up, Lord."
Yes. So having said all of that, here we go.
You've done it again, Lord. You've done it again. You are good and you are mighty and you are merciful. And you keep taking care of me when I don't deserve it. Praise you, Jesus. You are Lord. Give me another one, Lord. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Lord, we need a generation of believers who are not ashamed of the gospel. We need an army of believers, Lord, that hate to be lukewarm
and will stand on your word above all else. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up. I pray for unity among those that love you. I pray that you open their eyes so that they can see your truth, Lord. I pray for your hand of protection and guidance. Raise up a generation, Lord, that will take light into this world, that will not compromise when under pressure, that will not cower, Lord, when others fall away. Raise them up, Lord, that they will proclaim that there is salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees, who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle, that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Man, it's hard not to get fired up, excited, and just get a little bit emotional hearing that. I love the way that they end this. This is at the end of the movie, right? And the credits are about to play. And it brings up a verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land.
2 Corinthians.
2 Chronicles.
Chronicles.
Oh,
yeah. My reading is not too well, huh?
Well, 2 Chronicles. So that's Old Testament. I thought it was knowing that today was Election Day. And again, I know this is gonna be out in the world about a month later than that. And we've kind of talked about some of that in our content about maybe not doing current event stuff on our show, but
it's hard not to do this one.
I felt like, and again, every election is the most important one that's ever happened. So we're going to treat that this time as the most important that's ever happened. And we're not going to get political. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care which value system you want to follow. I don't care. I just want leaders who are following and chasing after Christ and the people who are following and chasing after Christ and really putting Jesus on the throne rather than people.
We talked about this last night. The biggest problem that we have right now is people are we're divided by the political parties when in all reality, we need to understand that as a common ground, we need to first and foremost seek the loving wonder of Christ.
Yeah.
If we traditionally follow him as our leader, then let our leaders of this world, hopefully they chase him the same way we are.
Right.
Our country would be an amazing place. I mean, it is an amazing place. It's the greatest country in the world. We have all the freedoms to do what we're doing right now. I mean, to do a lot of things. I just, the prayer last night at the end of it, adding on that we just wanted to see more people turn to Christ and look to him as the leader that he's supposed to be looked to.
Right. We want to put him on the throne.
Yeah.
And we want the leadership.
First and foremost.
We want the leadership of our country to be putting Jesus on the throne.
Yeah.
And I brought this up earlier, like, you know, you and I are the exact same age. We're separated by 4 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like the generation of men and women who are coming up to be the leadership of our country are us. It's our turn. It's our generation's turn.
Yeah.
And I want to be proud of our generation because I know what we've went through. We're Gen Xers, right? Yeah. So like we've had some tough times, you know. Yeah. We remember what it was like to be stuck outside all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then I hit you with some nostalgia yesterday when I was talking about prayer at the flagpole.
Yes.
Yeah, not even knowing that we went to the same middle school.
We did. I was like, wait a minute. We both went to Sam Houston Middle School, and that kind of threw me for a loop because I was like,
yeah, because you were like, what?
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, you know, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
Same age. We probably knew each other, just didn't know each other.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Oh, if we started going through people that we knew in the time, but
I got a yearbook, I think.
Oh, I think I have a Sam Houston yearbook.
I was there for 6th and 7th. I was only there for 6th.
We moved about once a year.
Okay. I started going to a private school in 7th grade.
I went from Whittier Elementary to Sam Houston Middle School for 6th grade. 7th grade, went to Travis. In my eighth grade year at Travis, our class was so bad we only went to school 4 days a week.
Wow.
They spent Mondays trying to figure out how to control us. our class was bad.
Y'all had some tough times.
It was a lot of – I hear everybody talking about how bad Bowie was.
Yeah.
Travis was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I would just say that, like, knowing that, you know, when you're a kid and you're at that age, like – you hear that you are the future. You're the future, right?
Yeah.
The children are our future.
And it's 100% correct. And you don't realize that until you start getting a little older.
Until you get there and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So the people who are about to start running this country are the people I grew up with.
Yeah. The people that I was running around partying with. Like, are you kidding me right now?
But at the same time, there were people in that generation, in that age, that were very intelligent and, you know. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not saying me and you. We're not those people because.
I think we could now.
But I am foreign affairs. I'm completely ignorant.
Yeah, I just want to be.
I can help take care of our country.
I just want to be the dude that they come ask, like, "Hey, are we gonna go kick their ass or not?" Like,
we're not gonna choose violence today. Confucius say,
"Men with fly on testicles understand violence always not the key."
It's not always the answer, dude.
But in all seriousness, the people that are next in line to run this country. Are roughly in our age bracket. They're in our generation. They're
from 40 to about 55-ish. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
When you look at kind of the things that it's always been comfortable knowing that there was an elder running.
Yeah.
Running things. You know what I mean? Like I'm that guy. Like I look up to my elders. I respect my elders.
We've talked about talking with older generations.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that, man, I'm mesmerized by their conversations, you know, cause they've seen things that I can't even fathom.
Sure.
You know what I mean? How cool would it be to sit down and talk to the person that remembers when the first car came out?
Yeah.
They rode horses and crap.
Potentially talk to you.
If you had that opportunity.
Yeah. First time they ever saw an automobile.
Yeah. Or like an airplane or.
Yeah.
Just the, because you think about how they got around on horses and walked and hiked and.
Yeah. We were talking last night about, because this election is going to be probably historically close.
Yeah.
It's going to be. Very close.
There was, I saw an article today, like 83 million people that early voted.
Wow. There's record numbers of voters this year. So that tells you a lot as far as.
It's pivotal.
It's a pivotal moment.
Very pivotal.
Yep. But again, I want to make sure that we're talking about, like, I don't. Yes, I care who wins and loses, but at the same time, I don't. I want whoever wins to be the right person.
Yeah. So I heard something on the radio today. I can't remember if it's K-Love or not. I listened to about 40 different radio stations today on the way down there.
Going to Midland.
Yeah. So, but this lady was talking about this election, and she said, she was an older lady, probably our age. She said, all I can remember every election is that if this person wins or this person wins, it's going to be the end of our country. And it hasn't happened yet. So everybody that's got this mindset, like, oh, if this person wins or this person wins, it's the end of the world.
Slow down.
We've had a country for 250 years. There's been how many elections? We've had, this is the 47th president or.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How many presidents?
How terrible am I? I don't remember.
This will be the 47th president. So 47 times four, it'll give you this is the 47th president. But you'd think
1789 is when the office was established. So 1789 to 2024. Well,
about 260. There are no. 200, yeah, about 240.
245, yeah, 244, something like that.
So of all those years, every year, every election, it's always been the same. Oh, man, it's this person wins or this person wins. Yeah. It's the end of the country. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. The problem is, like, right now our country is so divided because of political propaganda and political jargon. I just want to, for once, see people come together. We all bleed red.
Come on, man.
We all bleed red.
Yeah.
It's 2024. We don't have something that we all have in common. There has to be something we have in common. Like, I don't care what your political party is or what your political beliefs are. That means nothing to me. What are your spiritual beliefs? Are you a good person?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have good character?
Yeah.
Are you willing to work for what you want? Or are you just gonna steal, kill, and destroy? I mean, is that what you're into?
Right.
If that's what you're into, I can't be your friend.
You know, so one of the things that I want to motivate us as a group and people around us is, like, I'm so tired of the "we're screwed" vernacular. It's like what you were talking about. Like, this is it. If this election doesn't go this way, this is it. Our country's going down in flames, baby.
Yeah, they said that about the last election. Look at everything that was going.
Come on.
Oh, man, we're screwed. It's game over.
Yeah. I'm so tired of that.
They said that about that before.
And look, if we are followers of Christ and we're saying that, we definitely don't have a faith in God.
We also don't understand the sacrifice that was made.
That's it.
We were
not given a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
But we're living in a spirit of fear, right? Every time we say crap
and if
like
this,
that.
And if, okay, you know what? If it is the end, so freaking what? Because you know what I get to see?
I get to see
the kingdom of heaven.
Outcome of the good news.
I'm not saying that I want it to be over, but
no.
Dude, if it's over, if it ends, I think I've talked about this before on here. I've always been so afraid of death. But the last 3-4 years, it's like, there's not a fear there anymore. Now, I don't want to leave. I don't want to die in a tragic event where I leave my family stranded or.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I want to be there for my kids and my wife.
Yeah.
And
you want to live the full life.
My brothers and, you know, our groups that we have going on. I want to be there for them. I 100%. Don't want to just boom.
Hey, I want to see this thing grow. I want to see Bumper Sticker Wisdom grow. Yeah. I want to see it become what it can be.
Yeah. But if the rapture comes?
If that's not the case, what I'm going to complain.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wayne?
No.
I'm going to go up to him and be like, wait a minute, dude.
Hey, we had stuff to do. No, that's not what you're going to say. I was busy. Wait 10 more minutes? Really? No, we're not going to say that. We're going to be up there like, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There's a million different ways that all this can play out.
Oh, my goodness.
A million different ways. The one thing that we all have to understand, the one thing we all have to really kind of focus on is that it's only going to play out one way. There is going to come a time when it all ends.
That's it.
And Jesus will come here.
Yep.
And he will handle business.
That's the thing.
That's a guarantee. That's the one thing that we know is going to happen.
It's not a threat.
It's not a threat.
It's a promise.
So keep your focus on Christ.
That's a great point. You remember when all that stuff happened at the Paris Olympics and we talked about that video from Doc Hayden, and he talked about, why are you letting the world distract you?
Yeah.
What? Sin or sin?
Yeah.
Why are you letting their sin distract you?
Well, and it's not our place to judge.
It's not.
It's our place to love.
That's it.
It's our place to be fishers of men. You know, if it's not, casting judgment doesn't help their situation any. All it does is steer them further away from God. If they see a so-called godly man judging them so horrifically for everything they do, they're going to be like, I don't want to be like that.
Yep.
It's going to turn them off. They're not going to want to come to your side.
Yep.
But if they see a so-called godly man loving and nurturing, and you don't have to support what they do. You don't have to be a fan of it. But don't judge them. Nope. Do your best to draw them out of it.
That's it.
That's our calling.
What does a fisherman do?
Yeah,
he pulls a fish out. Yeah. He doesn't push them back out. Deeper.
Pull them out of the situation that they're in that they may not understand is bad for their spirituality, for their soul. I mean, some of that stuff is bad for your soul.
And some fish will bite, some fish won't.
Yeah.
I think this is something I've been struggling with a little lately.
You don't go throw grenades in the water. And
I guess you can.
Yeah, but you're going to pull up a dead fish. I mean, like, we're going to kill them in the process of trying to bring them over. That's not what you want. You want them to come over willingly. You don't want to force the issue. That's the thing about God.
Yep.
He wants it to be true and genuine love. He doesn't want it to be forced love. He can make us love him. He can snap his fingers and be like, y'all all going to obey me from here on out. I'm done with this.
That's it. It's game over. Yep.
But he doesn't want that. He wants a true and genuine love.
It's the same idea as, okay, let's... obviously, we're going to keep God in the conversation, but like let's turn it into a human concept. Man and woman in relationship. Man loves woman. Woman doesn't love man in return. You can try to force them to love you, but it's going to be unsatisfying.
Yeah.
It's not going to be what you want. It's not.
Yeah.
You're in love with an idea. It's an infatuation at this point. But you ever see a couple that actually loves each other? Both ways, they both are just like love each other. Bro, they are goals. You see it and you're like, I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why God doesn't want superficial love. Yeah. And men can act heartless and act like they only think between their legs and that's all they care about. They don't. They actually love very deeply. And all they want is somebody who truly loves and trusts them and respects them, right? That's what we all want. We all want to be loved, right?
Yeah.
You can't force it, though. You cannot force somebody to love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It hurts when you love somebody or think you love somebody and they don't love you back. I know. I know it hurts.
Yeah.
But it's still not satisfying. You know what I mean? No matter what, even if that relationship continues, it doesn't satisfy you. Something's always missing, right? It's the same here. That's why God wants you to choose him. Yeah. He doesn't want to make you love him. He wants you to legitimately feel that way.
Yeah.
Did I grind that down to a screeching halt?
No. Sorry. Just thinking about the context of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because you look at some of the relationships you're in. I mean, me speaking personally, some of the relationships I'm in, and think about it that way.
That you're in currently?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just think about it that way. It's kind of disheartening, you know? Like, I mean, I'm sure you probably have some relationships you're in that you feel it's the same way.
Yeah. And you want it. You want it real bad. Yeah. You want them
and
to.
And it just feels like you're beating a dead horse, essentially.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Just wasn't expecting it to hit so deep. You know what I mean?
My fault.
It's good. That's good. That's good. That's going to be a good conversation starter at some point for some.
I would tell you that, like, just because. And look, I don't want to say all these those things. Something hit home, and then you start to decide that, well, I'm going to peel off all those relationships. I'm not saying it's
No. That's not what I was
sure
getting at all. What I was kind of what it did was there was a couple key relationships that flashed while you were saying that were just like,
sure.
Ooh, yeah.
It's
Oh. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a few relationships in my life too where you start thinking about from the opposite direction, right? Like, how am I not maybe loving in return?
Yeah.
Right? Because our first response is going to be the relationships where we're loving hard and not getting loved.
Yeah, you're not paying attention to the ones where you're the offender. You know what I mean?
Right?
You're not the defender, you're the offender.
Yeah. But, you know, if you really start to think about that, it can start to make you reflect on and go, wait a minute, like, I might be taking something for granted.
Yeah, I'm doing something that I don't agree with here.
Yeah. That's part of the growth process.
It is, 100%. And it always, it is good to have that feeling because that's when you know that you do have a heart. You do have a soul. You are God's creation because, you know, if you weren't actively seeking to better yourself, you wouldn't even think like, oh man, like, hey, I could, you know what? Like maybe they're feeling that way about me. Like maybe I can do better.
Yeah, it definitely.
You know what I mean? And if you start to, really project yourself in a way that you're trying to make it known that you're doing better, or you're going to try to do better. Can you imagine all the good that you could do?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, because if you look at people that are having, like, we don't know what everyone's going through ever. You only know what the people that'll tell you is going through. And half the time, you don't know if it's just that or if it's more, you know, because people aren't always there. It's not an open book.
It's hard to be open with
somebody that's really going through something, really going through something.
Yeah.
And don't be there for them for one thing. And watch how that kills them or judge them for not knowing what to do or, you know, not just not be kind to them while they're going through something and watch what that does to their psyche, watch their body language. I mean, you just suck the life. I mean, it only takes one compliment or one nice gesture.
Yep.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing to be polite.
It doesn't cost anything to be kind.
No, do one thing, one polite thing, one kind thing to someone that's actually going through something, and it may pull them out.
Interesting thought because, you know, some people will talk about, like, white lies, right? Because all lies are lies, right?
Yeah.
And, like, not being...
There's not a degree. There's not a severity. They're right. All lies.
right.
You don't get a first degree lie, a second degree lie.
Right. But saying those things in order to, like, save feelings, right? So, like, let's just say, sometimes, though, I think you have to lie. Not lie to people, but lie to yourself. And hold on, let me talk through this because I might be thinking a little weird. I don't know. But I mean, like, sometimes because think about it like this. We are called to love everyone.
Yes.
I guarantee you, I can name about 145 people that I interacted with today that I don't love very much.
Yeah.
And I want to act like I don't love them, but I know what God has called me to do.
Yeah.
Right. So I try to lie to myself that I do love them. Does that make sense? That's a weird concept going on in my head, but
okay. I think I know where you're going with this. I think I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
It's not necessarily lying, but it's trying fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Kind of idea, right?
Okay. So let me ask you this. Are you sure that's the correct way to approach that?
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Because it seems to me like because you look fake it till you make it. Yeah, that sounds like a very good idea, and you're saving face and you're saving feelings. And look, I'm not telling you to go be a dick to everybody. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that. But at some point, you have to be genuine to yourself too, and be like, hey, look, man, I got it. Okay, I don't love you. Like, no, I'm not saying to tell this to people.
I get it.
But it's okay for you to be like, all right, I'm an MF-er. I don't love you right now, but I'm working on it. Like, I'm doing my best.
Okay, yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Walk away.
I have some of that going on.
I get it.
I have some of that going on sure. in life, and I always have to catch myself.
Gosh,
look. It's the – you would think – 30, I don't even know, 20, some people, I can't tell you how many people work in the shop. Of all the people that work in the shop, we're all full-grown men. Yes, you sir. Don't turn in time cards, you don't get paid.
Yes, sir.
That's the hardest thing it is for me to get every morning.
Are you serious?
Cards. Yes.
Like, bro, this is your money.
Yeah, like, do you want to get paid?
I'd be stamping it on your,
get paid? Yeah.
I'd be stamping it on your forehead.
I got a group that is relentlessly on time. Every morning I go in, there's 10, 11 people.
Yeah.
That when I get there early to start time sheets, do invoices, do all that good stuff. When I get there, all their time's turned in. It's the same guys every morning. It's always turned in. Now, barring something happened, like sometimes, you know, one of them will have a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. They won't get their time turned in, whatever. But, and then there's about 7 or 8 of them that by 7:30, their time's in.
Yeah.
But then there's those scragglers that I got to go out and like,
I got to seek you.
Hey, bro. Yeah. I need a timesheet.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, where's your time?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, like, why? Like, and then 30, 45 minutes later, I'm back out there like, hey, look, dude, I got a job to do. I'm waiting to do invoices because I need your time. Like, I need your time. Send me your time. It takes 30 seconds. You've been out here on your phone for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Those are the people that have a hard time. Like, hey, I love you. You know what I mean? Like, I've been sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
Waiting on your bull crap. Like,
you know, and maybe.
But I got to constantly remind myself. Like, hey, look, dude.
Maybe the way I'm describing it isn't accurate. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. It's just a thought. Like I have weird thinking sometimes and that's where my mind goes. It's like, you know, sometimes I might even be lying to God. I'm just trying to love them. I don't really love them. Right. And you remember in Galatians or Colossians, I can't ever remember which one it says, don't pretend to love, actually love. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I do genuinely care about people and love people and want to help and all that kind of stuff. Dang, man.
But we're all guilty of this.
Yeah, you're all right. You're right.
As human nature, we are very, we're very, I don't want to use the term segregated because that sounds
it's way, not the point. Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
not,
yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to say.
It's kind of siloed. And
like, yeah, we're kind of
compartmentalized.
It's cliquish. It's cliquish.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%. It's very cliquish.
100%.
You find a group of people that you get along with, they kind of fit the stereotypical mold for you. Those are usually the ones that you're gonna gravitate to. You're gonna conversate with them. You're gonna be a little more caring about them. You're gonna be a little more understanding for them. You're gonna be a little more tolerant for them. You're gonna do a lot more for them.
Yeah.
You get the ones that are kind of out of your realm, though, don't, you know, don't look like you, don't dress like you, don't act like you, don't have the same common interest as you. Just, I mean, you're talking about polar opposites. Now, there's a challenge because, yeah. First, you don't know how to relate to them.
Yeah.
You don't know what conversation to have with them.
Yeah, and I can't. I'm not just gonna walk up to every person and be like, "Love you."
Because a lot of people be because
they're
gonna be
like, "Get the out of here."
Yeah,
like, what is wrong with you, fruitcake?
Who are you?
They're gonna call you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
But you go to these people. So I'm not saying this works for everyone. I'm just saying what I've been trying to do.
Yeah.
These guys have been here longer than me, and I'm not just trying to single out guys I work with, because that's not what I'm doing.
It's just something I'm just using it quickly gravitate towards.
Yeah, I'm just using it as a per se.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys have been there longer than me. They don't know my routine yet. I've only been there six, almost 7 months.
I don't remember when you started, brother.
So we went to the race in April. I started that next week.
Yeah, 7 months.
It's about 7 months. So that's not what I was doing when I first started. I didn't have any control over anything going on out there.
Right.
I was basically a software and behind the scenes guy, and things started kind of falling in my lap as we were going. So probably, I would say maybe 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
The invoices and timesheets have been rolling across my desk. So these guys still aren't really used to this yet.
Yeah.
Some of these guys have been there for 8-9 years doing the same thing. No one's ever said them anything to them. No one's ever told them, like, "Hey, bro, I need them by 8 o'clock every morning."
Period.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but also too, at the same time, we've never applied. We've never put work orders on our invoices. Now that's like a big to-do. Well, I can't assign an invoice to a work order without a timesheet being turned in. So I got a stack of invoices sitting on my desk and no timesheets. Like, I got the cart in front of the horse at this point.
Yeah, I get it.
So the timesheets have to be in.
Yeah.
So they don't know that. And I'm trying to explain that.
Right. And they still don't understand.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They still don't understand. It's like, okay, like, I know that y'all didn't used to do this way, but this is what it is now.
Yeah. You might as well get over it.
So it's
just follow along, boys.
Tried to kind of go into it with, like, hey man, these guys, they don't know. They've been here forever. This is how they've always done it.
Right. You know, and I guess just the way, again, like, my mind is a little bit abstract. You know what I mean? I'm a little analytical. I overthink a lot of things. You know what I mean? And I was just kind of thinking about it, like, you know, I'm supposed to genuinely love, but sometimes I don't genuinely love, and probably a lot of times I don't genuinely love. It's really easy to love you know what I mean? You're my brother. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's really easy to love my wife and my dad and,
yeah, you know, kids and,
yeah, all of those
your
things.
Family.
Yeah. It's really easy to love, but those people that I'm close to, it's really hard to love people outside of that.
That you don't know.
That I don't know. But I actually do care. And I think I do a fair job. I won't lie. But I'm just thinking about it. Like, there's a lot of times when I'm definitely not acting out of love. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I'm asking myself, am I lying to myself? Am I lying to others? Am I lying to God?
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
If there's a homeless man sitting in a corner somewhere, and you have an interaction with him, are you an asshole to him?
No.
Then you love. He's not anyone that you have any similarities with.
Can I tell you something that happened this morning? I'll go, and I didn't do anything to anybody, so don't worry. But I had a bias in my mind. So we went to the gym. We go to the gym early in the morning, and there's a homeless person that hangs around the gym. He's got a shopping cart, all that kind of stuff. Well, they were between us and one of our friends' car. they're female. It's 5:30, 6 in the morning. It's dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's people around and everything, but like I had to walk them to their car. I felt like I had to walk them to their car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I had an internal bias instantly.
Yeah.
And it's really not because they're homeless, but it's just because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are willing to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, I didn't want, I'm that person.
Yeah.
Especially with females. I feel like if one of us is going to go down, it's going to be me.
Yeah, y'all will have time to get in your car and y'all be gone.
Yeah.
Ultimately, but that's how men are designed though. They are always willing to take the sacrifice.
Should be, right? And that's how I raised my boys to be and all that kind of stuff. But, and maybe I'm thinking, again, maybe I'm overthinking that too. I don't think there's anything wrong with being prepared for bad things to happen, especially in the world we see, right? The world we see, it's proven over and over again that things like that can happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't have an interaction with anybody. He didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to him. You know what I mean? It's not like he was like, hey, bro, can I get a buck or anything like that. He was asleep, but I just felt like I had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've felt bad about it all day. Because I kind of had this predetermined.
Yeah, but, okay, so, you know, like asking you, like, if you have an interaction with a homeless person, are you mean to them? What I'm trying to say is, you go back to that, it's really easy to love the people that you're close to and that are similar to you and you have something in common with. Judged based on a cover of the book type scenario, you have nothing in common with those people.
Yeah.
And you're still not an ass to them.
Yeah.
So clearly you genuinely have some care.
Sure.
So I guess kind of what I'm trying to point out is when you sit there and you say like, oh, I don't genuinely love, give yourself a little bit of credit because there's certain situations where you prove to yourself that you do.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very, very common thing for me is people struggling with drugs.
Yeah.
I have a soft spot for those people. And I typically put myself in a situation where I can be taken advantage of or things like that. They're typically going to hurt my feelings before I hurt their feelings because I'm going to try to be there for them.
Right. And probably not in a healthy way sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I just always, I'm always trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Very,
which is good, but it also can be, you can also be taken advantage of.
But I see, but you know, like there was no one there to help me there was, I can't say there was no one. I didn't have anybody like just some random dude come up and like, hey man, let's go. Like you need a job. Okay, let's go. You need this. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I had a very close friend and you know.
Correct. Yeah, I got
but
you.
But he didn't get to live to see me sober and thriving. So that, I guess, you know, kind of put my foot in my mouth when I say I didn't have anybody there. I did. It just would have been, I really wish he'd have been able to see me now.
He didn't see the fruit.
He was the biggest advocate for me getting clean. I just didn't know that he was struggling with his own addiction.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of the reason that I do have such a soft spot for
it probably
people
is.
Struggling with addiction is because I lost a very, very good friend.
Yeah.
Who was very good at hiding it.
I'm not going to say it's hard for me with people with addiction. I actually have a lot of empathy for people with addiction because I understand that it's uncontrollable. It's uncontrollable without help. You need help.
Yeah.
But I don't relate because I've never been in their shoes.
Yeah.
But I can definitely have empathy. You know what I mean?
Well, I can tell you the one way to get out of it. The only way to get out of it.
Walk away from everything.
Well, you got to give yourself... You got to give yourself to Christ. You got to
give yourself to Christ.
Yeah, it takes a higher power. As a human, you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, that's
you can't do it by yourself. And another key thing
too, we can speak
is you got to be able to talk. You got to be able to talk to somebody.
You know
when I knew I had conquered addiction is when I could openly talk to people about my addiction.
Yeah.
And admit my addictions.
Right.
Like I could sit and say like, yeah, man, I used to do this and this and like, and I ruined these people's lives.
And
like,
some of the crazy things I've done.
Yeah. And I'm, yeah, not, it's not, a brag. I'm not bragging. No. What I'm saying is like, I've ruined so many good people's lives. So many good people's lives.
Yeah.
But you can't just regurgitate that to anybody. Like the one person that I found that I could talk to about it was my wife.
Yeah.
That's why she is so important to me. Cause yeah, I took everything to her and it was like, I purged everything in her lap day one.
Yeah.
Like, so this woman knew everything about me, only knowing me for a couple months.
Yeah.
And so it was like, and then I had to be like, okay, look, I was falling in love with her. We were starting to get kind of serious. I wanted to be with her more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm facing prison time.
Yeah.
It's not fair to her, you know? So I had to sit down and have that conversation with her. Like, hey, look, man, I'm like really into you. Like I don't want to do anything without you. I want to be with you forever. But there's a good possibility that I'm fixing to go to prison.
Yeah.
And what the one thing that she said to me that really kind of helped me through it was, we'll cross that road. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Like things happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the? This chick's really like.
She's crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
So
mine is crazy. That's what made me fall in love with her.
They're sisters. So,
you know, but you just touched on something that we've kind of talked about, but haven't really talked about, but having the right woman, you know what I mean? For men specifically, to have the right woman in your corner, man.
Men, we weren't designed to be alone. And you got to pick the right one.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If you want to get really right down to the brass tacks, man, and you go, if we're going to go back to God's word and you go into the book of Genesis, when woman was created, God said it is not good for man to be alone.
Yeah. We're not designed that way.
And he pulled a rib out of this dude's rib cage, which is why all men are minus one, and created a woman out of it. You know what I mean? Because woman comes from us.
Yeah.
The right woman in your life.
That comes from, right. They are a byproduct of us.
Correct. And we weren't meant to do this alone. And, you know, we've talked a lot, us specifically in this conversation and just in general out in our groups and all that kind of stuff about community, and those things are important too. But man, there is no more intimate relationship, right? And I have said things and told my wife things that I had never told anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before I move forward, I need to backtrack my story earlier. When I walked the girls out to the car, he was no longer there, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I go out to the car while they stay and chit-chat for another 10 minutes. Today we finished at the same time, and I walked out. They went go back to the locker room to get her jacket or something like that, and I walked out, and he was there. And I noticed her car was on the other side of them, so yeah. I walked back in and waited and walked them out. And then when I walked her by, he was gone. Now, his stuff was still there, but he was gone. I don't know where the hell he went. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want people to think, because when I went outside, he was out there. And it's not like we talked or anything like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that had nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to make sure I told the truth.
Yeah. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So right? Help you, God, yeah.
But just the idea that having that right person in your life and, you know.
My wife knows things about me that I don't even like telling myself.
Agreed. 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even like the thought of some of the things that I've told her. Like, when I sit and I think about things I've told her and I think about them to myself.
I get
like,
cringy.
In silence, when I'm by myself, I'm immediately like, God, I can't believe I told her that.
I know.
But at the same time, it's like, why wouldn't I tell her that?
If there's anybody in the world you should be able to trust to tell, that's who it should be.
But at the same time, you know how many times I've taken her for granted. I haven't been kind to her. I haven't been soft to her. I haven't been understanding for her. I haven't been loving for her. I haven't loved her like Jesus loved the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is one thing that we are supposed to do. We're supposed to be comforting.
We're supposed to be the leaders. Yeah. And there's been times when I don't know why she's still with me.
I agree. Same for me. Yep.
But
you know what?
I'm thankful for that. I'm not saying I walk around, and I put my finger in her face and I cuss her all day. That's not what I'm saying. But we've had disagreements where I haven't been kind about them.
Oh yeah.
I've been very stern.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
in such unhealthy ways at times.
Yeah. And I've acted very sternly.
Not conducive to a great relationship. Yeah. Like we were talking about earlier about two people who really love each other. But the good news about that is, it's funny that this went here because I wasn't going to talk about this whole thing, but I'm going to stop saying that because it happens every time. I'm sorry.
It always goes somewhere we don't expect it to.
It does.
Every week.
But for every relationship that is relationship goals, you do recognize that at one point they were in the position we were in.
Yeah.
They've had the same problems and same moments.
Okay. Yes.
And something happened.
This isn't what I'm trying to go to.
You're good. Go ahead.
I want to show you this because how long did it take for them to get to this point? This is what the whole thing is about. Okay. Look at that. Scroll on it too. Look at this couple.
I'm going to read it too.
For context.
That's a very elderly couple.
Looking at each other, like loving each other.
Yeah. I wonder how many I'm done's have been said before they got here.
Yep.
How many times has he had to forgive her for them to get here? They're carrying their groceries together, holding the same bag.
Yeah.
How many times has she had to forgive him for them to get here? Two elderly people walking on a beach, shoeless.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How many fights have happened for them to get here? He's doing her hair.
Yeah.
I wonder how glad they are that they actually communicated and worked things out instead of quitting or giving up. There have man doing what he does, picking on his wife. Yeah. But there's a picture of it, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's something that. So I actually sent this to my wife.
Yeah,
I was.
That's beautiful. I get emotional real fast on stuff like that.
Yeah, my wife is going through something right now. I don't know what she's going through.
Yeah,
but she's going through something.
Yeah.
She's not sleeping. There's something going on in her head. There's something going on in her head. She's not shutting herself off. She's not going to sleep. She'll go to sleep. She'll fall asleep. But she doesn't sleep for very long before she's up and her mind is just wandering all over the place. And so I'm forcefully trying to fill the void. Trying to send her mushy TikToks and send her stuff like that and send her.
Yeah.
And I think what her thing is she just needs time to herself. She doesn't need me reiterating how much I love her. And it's driving me nuts because I'm like, look, you not see, like, I love you. I love you. I quit. Like, quit struggling. Quit, you know, whatever.
Quit struggling.
But yeah. I know it's not that easy. You know, we go through things and mentally we're different.
Yeah.
And you have to, I'm the same way. Sometimes I have to figure certain things out by myself. And then once I do, I can splurge it to everybody and then everybody can know, but I got to figure it out for myself first. I'm very guilty of doing that. And then I think that's what's happening with her. And I'm just overwhelming her with trying to be sympathetic and doing all this stuff. And it's like, I'm drowning her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get to this point where I'm just like, okay, look, I'm here. I send her things like that. Like, hey, look, I'm sorry that I wasn't so kind. Cause I do get frustrated. I'm like, hey, look, dude,
yep,
whatever.
100%.
Deal with it by yourself. You know, and I walk out.
Yep.
I'm starting to get, I'm like, okay, look, I just gotta be. So I'm started to send her stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm here,
yep.
If you want to talk to me, if you need me, I'm here. If not, no worries. I'm not going to force anything. I'm not going to, I'm not going to sit here and present myself in front of your face and try to make you like, try to force you to tell me what's going on. It's okay.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I just don't like seeing her struggle, and I feel like I can fix everything.
But that's what we are. Whereas men, you know what I mean? We're fixers, and we're builders, and we make things better.
Not making things better at all.
100% not She's working like, out.
Hey, all right, look, douche.
Back the F up. Well, gosh, man, we brought up a whole lot of scenarios there and a whole lot of things. Just the idea of, like, taking a step back and –
It's really, know, which is really hard to do. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's really hard to do.
It's really hard to do. But you also got to think about if you were her in her shoes, we don't want to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Let me do this. I'm good. I'm all right.
I'm good.
Quit asking me. Quit talking to me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't like it when they get in that situation. I don't either. I don't like that.
Kills me to see her struggling.
Oh gosh, it's heartbreaking. Because I think that's a good thing, actually, that we feel that way, because we are men and we feel like we always want to carry the burden on our shoulders, right?
Okay, so you like I see things in a really really obscured view. Sorry.
You're good.
But, like, I look at how everything is going for us right now, like, we've had – God has blessed us in
– lots of good things, yeah.
So many ways. And I'm looking at the things that have gone on, the progress we've made, and I'm thinking, you know, in my mind, I'm like, man, what could possibly be wrong? Like, what could possibly be wrong?
Yeah.
But I'm not looking at all the things and all the memories – that are changing now. Like, I do understand that our old house was very important to her. Yeah. It was very important to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It
wasn't important to you.
No, once I loaded everything up, that house is in the rearview mirror, and that was that. That was it.
Yeah.
But it's not for her, and we still have that house. So yeah. we still have to go there.
Man, you're kind of talking about a process of mourning.
Yeah, right. that's kind of what I feel like. Yeah, like, it was very important to her. It wasn't that important to me.
Yeah.
It was important to her. Mm-hmm. That's something that's weighing on her mind. I know that. I know 100% that's what that is. Here, and she's probably looking at me like, he just walked away from all that. Like, how could he just totally just abandon that and go right into this house like nothing's wrong? And I'm just not built that way. I wasn't.
Well, but
I mean, I wasn't that was her.
That was her. You came to her while she was already in that house.
Yes.
Right. So like, she worked her butt off to get there. Right.
Yeah.
And then you came into the picture. That house was already a part of her life.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing. So like, that wasn't your house. Well, you know what I mean? In your mind.
So like what she brought up is like all the work I did to that house.
Yeah,
she's like, how you do all that work to that house and make it so beautiful, and then you can just walk away.
That's how we are. That's and how I'm we
like,
are.
That's money. Like, that's money. That's going to bring money. That's
we make it
money.
Better so we can do better for ourselves.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's.
I don't really want this one. I'm working for the one I really want.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we are.
That was my mentality. And she's like, you just, like, you have all this work in here, and you've put all this, all these hours, and you've done all this stuff to this house, and you can just walk away from it. And I'm like,
I'm going to say something real funny, real fast. I put in a lot of years and a lot of hard work into my employer, but I'd walk away in a heartbeat for the right opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm very loyal. Yeah. I am very loyal. But I would walk away.
Okay. But here's the difference.
Yeah.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
As a man, we're loyal and we hold on to things, but every step we make is for the greater good.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different for women. Like that, that's like a platform, a landing spot for her.
Yeah.
So to leap from that.
That's a nest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good way of
explaining. Yeah, it's a nest.
That's a nest. She nested there. She was there 2 years before I got there. I was there almost 7 years.
Yeah. Kids graduated high school there.
No, they graduated things. With me there. Like, yeah. It's just not the same for me because.
You weren't a part of that story.
Yeah. I totally get that. She was there 2 years. Or I don't even know if she was there 2 years. She might have been there a year before me.
I don't know the timeline.
It's just my whole thinking from the moment that we got together and we got married and everything was I'm going to get my family's home. Like,
yeah,
this will do for now.
Yeah.
But I was ready to move into our home. She never said, like, hey, this isn't your house. She was always like, dude, this is your house more than mine. Look at all the stuff you've done. She's always, like, pointing around, like, look at
that. In her mind, that is your home. It's our home.
Yeah, in her mind. But in my mind, it was like, no, baby, watch this. I'm going to get us a house. Yeah. I'm going to get us a home. So it's not the same.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair. 100%. That's fair. But it's a moment in time, right? I don't think that right now, like I said, there's this process of mourning.
Yeah.
And it takes a second. But I
she's so throwed off.
Yeah. Now. Well, everything that she was comfortable with is no longer there. Yeah. She's no longer in a comfortable place, right? It's like going to the grocery store and they moved everything around.
Yeah, or like moving and having to find a new grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, you still ain't figured that out, probably.
I ain't figured that one out.
But like, so the grocery store we go to, they've moved everything. They rearranged everything. The only thing that stayed the same was produce. It's the same. Yeah. Everything else is moved. And we're in there and we're trying to buy the things that we need and we're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're stressed out. You're pissed off. People are.
That's why I like the smaller grocery stores.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the same idea.
Yeah.
You're not comfortable in your own skin. You don't know where everything's at. You don't know where everything goes. And that's a process. Just like everything else, it takes time. And I think I'm not going to say she'll get over it. It's not like that. Time will heal that.
Yeah.
Right? You got to go through that process of mourning. And, you know, we got to have communication too. There's got to be some conversations that got to be had. Some of those conversations are going to be uncomfortable. Some things are going to be said probably that shouldn't be said maybe, or in a way they shouldn't be said at least at times. We all do it. I guarantee you I've been very harsh and short with my wife over things that I should never have been short. Short. Short and harsh is what I was going to say. Short and harsh about
short.
But at the same time, the role is reversed, right? She's come at me the same way, right? Yeah. Short and harsh. I still think it's the right woman, and I know it's the right woman because of the growth.
Yeah.
The difference between the man when I met her and the man today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that's the same for you.
Oh, yeah.
I know it is. We've had many conversations about it. I could sit here and list a list a mile long of all the differences between the man that she met and the man that I am today.
Yeah.
Like it you know what I mean? Yeah. You grab the scroll and open it and it just rolls down the aisle kind of situation. Like it all comes back to that.
Yeah.
But like that video said, man, how many of those talks, how many of those arguments? How many of those disagreements?
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you sit and you think, like, my biggest thought is always, what did I do to deserve someone like this? Like, what, I mean, of all the things that I've done, all the bad that I've done, all the negativity that I've done, how did I get someone to that Like, how did I trick her into loving me this much? That's how I feel. It's like, how did, yeah. what did I, how did I woo her into this? You know what I mean?
I must have had really thick wool for that band, for that blindfold. You know what? I say the same thing. I feel the same way. I think the trick, not the trick. I think the thing is they see deeper than we do most times. Men, a lot of times, see things for face value. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
And women look a lot deeper. A lot of times, not all women and not all men, right? I think we're all different, but I think that women have a knack for seeing the best in us, man. And we've talked before about kind of being put on a pedestal, and like, there are times when I know my wife sees me in a certain type of way that I'm not comfortable with, because I'm like, look, dude, you need to get me off of that pedestal because I don't belong there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that's probably the, hey, I got it. I got the answer.
Yeah.
Why not you?
Yeah. Why not you? Why not?
I mean, I don't know why I didn't go to that initially, because that's now the thing, right? Yeah,
That's what we are. So last episode, for anybody that's not caught up and doesn't know what we're talking about, we talked about that. Why me? Why me? Why me?
Why not you, fool?
Yeah, why not you? Why not you?
Why not you to go through this tough thing? Why not you to go through this good thing?
Yeah, why not you to go through this tough thing to praise me? Why not you to go through this good thing to show people my glory and my grace?
Why not you?
Why not you? Why not you to be a leader? When you're sitting there like, why do I got to pray? Why not you? Why not you?
D-bag.
You do it every morning. Why not you?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
100%.
There's a million different ways that can come into play.
Yeah. Our next t-shirt.
Why not you?
Why not you?
Yeah.
I think that's the one. Goodness gracious. This has been a weird conversation.
It has been it's been a very all over the place. It's tonight, all over too, the place. But it's
well, it but I think if you really bounce it, if you really balance the whole thing out, we talked about raising up a generation that's ready to grow into what God created us to be. And that comes into our relationships as well. We want to be the men that our good women deserve. And we want to love our women the way Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
And we also want to be humorous. Yeah. And my brother is far better at that than me.
I don't know if I'd say all that. But. So my dad asked his friend. My dad's friend David lost his ID. Now I just call him Dave.
That one took a second. I had to get the motor running to figure that one out. Yes, David.
So stupid. So stupid.
Don't ask me. It's all good. I don't even know if this makes sense, but a wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer.
100%.
Bruce Lee.
100%. Ooh. Pasha! Yeah. Yeah.
Bruce Lee, a wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer.
Man, you know,
so good.
Before we close on that, it just goes to show, you know, like people say that there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Correct.
And there really isn't. We've gotten a lot of places on this show and during our recordings with a lot of questions that to me were very uncomfortable to ask. I'm sure we've had guests that have been very uncomfortable asking some of the questions they've asked, and we've had a lot of good conversations come out of those.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm even bringing this up is because we've had very minimal interaction.
Yeah.
I want to challenge anybody listening, everybody listening, any and everybody. Ask us something.
hit us up for something. I mean,
bring it, bring it. We're not afraid to try. I mean,
it doesn't do anything but give us content. It does help us. Yep. Nothing too small. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Everything has a valid point.
Yeah.
Everything serves a purpose.
I would like to expand on that actually a little bit too. If you've heard us talk about something that you have a different understanding of, love for you to share your 100% wisdom with us.
If you feel like our opinion's wrong, hit us up.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one that I'm never said like, this is it 100%. I know it. If you don't believe this,
you're wrong.
Get out of here. You're wrong. No, I've never been that guy.
We have not ever presented ourselves.
There are certain things that I know a lot about and I will question, but I'm not, I know for a fact I'm not right on everything.
100%.
Woo. Thank you everybody for listening.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
Reach out bswunbound80@gmail.com.
Correct.
I don't know the
Instagram is
Jason underscore or John underscore Jason underscore BSW or something like that.
Instagram is bumper underscore sticker underscore wisdom.
Okay, there we go.
Facebook is John space and Jason space BSW. TikTok is at bumper sticker wisdom. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on RSS.com. We're on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music.
Yeah.
Among many more.
We're everywhere.
We're as many places as we can get. So
seek
far.
And you will find.
And you know what? If you have ideas that can help us make our platform stronger, if you have ideas to make this whole thing stronger, we're open to that too. We talked from the beginning. We're basically two monkeys in here.
Yeah.
no clue what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing, man. We're just out here trying to make a difference.
Yep.
In every way, shape, and fashion.
If you want to support financially, you can buy a t-shirt, you can buy a sticker. Yeah.
We're not asking for donations. You actually get something tangible in your hand. Like,
absolutely.
You get a product.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. For Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.